We are learning Masechta Shkalim Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and we're starting a brand new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Hamakdish Nechasav. Someone's makdish all his nechasim, v'hoyibah dvarim ru'uyin lekabonas tzibur. And there were things in there that were royal lekabonas tzibur. And this is specifically talking about keteiros, because the Mishnah later on talks about if you have other animals that royal mizbeach. This means royal lekabonas tzibur, which means something that's only royal lekabonas tzibur, which is keteiros. So now, you makdish everything, including the things that are royal carbon seber. Now the halacha is something that's royal carbon seber. If you makdish it, even lebeit gabayis, since it's royal to be brought as a carbon, it's better if you work it out than it can be brought as a carbon. So what do you do? How you paid this? He said you shouldn't sell it to stam a person and then transfer the kedusha onto money and use that money for beit gabayis. What you should do is you nosnu lo umnim bischaron. According to the Rabbi Kiva holds that you could transfer the money of Hekdesh, even by giving it for someone's work, for someone's pe'ula, for the umrim's work, you could do that. And that alone could transfer Kedusha off the Keteiros and make it chulin, and it goes as payment towards the workers. Now, the halacha is, because Rabbi Kiva learns it from a pasuk, but also the Mikdash, he learns it from a pasuk that teaches us that the malacha is also called Mikdash, but also the Mikdash, and therefore you could transfer over the Kedusha by paying them. And what you do is afterwards you buy back with Shumas Alishka money, and therefore the Keteiros lands are being used for the Mizbech. Because for the Keteiros.
What? You have to use English to pay workers.
Yeah, these workers, that for the Umnim who work in the Keteiros. That's learned from the Pasuk. And not only that, it works as a transfer also. The Rabbi Kiva. Omele ben Azeh, any Melamida, you can't do this. You can't, that doesn't work. Like the Marzo explained, that doesn't work, transferring Kedusha by paying a worker. It doesn't transfer Kedusha. What do you do? You take money that you were going to pay the umnim for. And this money is chulin. And you mechal the Keteiros Kedusha onto the mayas. And that money now is kaddish. You pay the umnim with Keteiros, which is chulin now, because you transfer onto the money. And you buy it back from Matshuma Chadasha. So in either case, you're working out that this Keteiros could be used for Hekdash L'maisa in the Mitzvah Mikdash. So that's the first case. The next case is Hamakdish Nechasov V'hoya Behen Behema Ru'uya Agav Mizbeach. You makdish all your Nechasim, and in it there was a Behema that was Ru'uya Gabim is Behemoth that were Ru'uya Gabim is Be'ach, Zacharim and Akevas. Both Zacharim and Akevas were in part of Yudachasim, Sai Zacharim and Sai Akevas. The Shaila is, Rabbi Machlekes over here Tanoim, if your das is to make it Kedushas Be'ach Gabayas, or your das is that on those Behemoths you have das to make Kedushas Mizbeach. Could be it's Xeris Akosav Dik, but that's the Shaila. Does it become Kedushas Mizbeach on Zacharim and Akevas, or Be'ach Gabayas? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, that everything is Be'ach Gabayis. But the thing is that you still, when you make Tmimim into Be'ach Gabayis, you always try to work out that will end up being a carbon. So what do you do? Rav Elazar, Zecharim Yimarchal Tzarech Eilis, self but Tzarech Eilis, lands up being that this behemoth itself will be used for Eilis. When a Kevais, Yimarchal Tzarech Zivchei Shlomim, and then a Kevais will be used Tzarech Zivchei Shlomim. And where does the money go? And the money goes, the money goes to Be'ach Gabayis because he holds everything belongs to Be'ach Gabayis. Rabbi Shua Aymer, Zecharim Atzmam Yikruvo Eilois. Rabbi Shua says, no, that the behemoths have Kedushas Mizbeach. So what do? The Zecharim itself, you makir as a Eilois. Yikruvo Eilois. When a Kevois, you makir Lutzarchai Zivchei Shlomim. And then a Kevois, you sell Lizivchei, you sell Lizivchei Shlomim. Why? Why can't you just chef that as a shlomim? The halacha is that an oilah can only be brought by from a zacha, not from an akeva. That's when a akeva always sold the shlomim. An oilah has to be brought from a zacha. Now, he holds his kedushas mizbeach. So the oilah itself, the behemoth itself, that was part of your nechas, that was makdashit, so everything else is better gabayis. This is mizbeach. This is chef as a carbon oilah. The akeva, why can't you chef the carbon shlomim? The teretz is because when you say hektish, you mean something that's kulay hektish. A shlom el ma'aseh goes to the bialim, eats part of it, and the kahani eats part of it. That's not what he means. He just like bedek abayis is kulay hektish, the mizbeach also is kulay hektish. So therefore, you have to do is, in the kevah, are you machlul tzarchis of shlom, and v'yavi with the main oilos, but you bring in the main oilos because your mind was kedushas mizbeach. And we'll see in a second, we'll see in the Gemara on base that hard stickle shver, because if it was kaddish b'kedushas mizbeach, how do you pay it? You have to wait to get some mum. We'll talk about it in the Gemara. But Lamar, so what you do is a kevis imachul tzarch ezich eshlam. You have to read the mayim oilis. Veshar nechasim is rested in tchas miplu v'adegabayis. So come to Rabbi Yeshua is mechalik in the nechasim. Some of them go to the Gabbai, some go to the Kachem Mizveach. So I'm Rabbi Kiva, Rayan is the Rabbi Yezah, the Rabbi Yeshua. I like Rabbi Yezah better than Rabbi Yeshua. Why? So Rabbi Yezah, Hishv is Medaisav. Rabbi Yezah was consistent. This whole thing's about the Gabbai. Rabbi Yeshua, Chalak, Rabbi Yeshua says, half of it is this, half. He said one word, Makdish. He always said everything's hektish. So it's a chiddish to say that half of it means this, half means that. So Rabbi Kiva says, I like Rabbi Yezah better than Rabbi Yeshua. Omar of Papayas, Shemati is the Rishnaim. I hear both the Shitas, but depends. Hamakdish Befeirish, the Rabbi Eliezer. Makdish Befeirish means you speak out, Hamakdish my Nechasim and my Behemoths. So if you speak that out, so then you said, you spoke out both of them clearly, and you didn't say Lemizbeach, so it's clear that you mean everything about the Gabbai. He's saying, my Nechasim and my Behemoths should be Hektish. So he's saying the same thing, Hektish on both of them. But Hamakdish Tam, but his Tam say everything should be Hektish, you didn't speak out this and that. Then could the Rabbi Yeshua. Then it's mashma, then we can say like Rabbi Yeshua. I'll read you what the Tikkun Chatam says. He says, Hamakdish Beferish, Om Behemah, Venichse, Lehektish, Kivin Shef, Frisham, Avdim Zumazu, Vafav, Pekin, install Loy, Omar, Behemah, Lesbeach, Venichse, Belegabais, Sheminon, Shadat, Shekol, Yelech, Lamakim, Echo, the Belegabais. Hamakdish Tam, Kol Nechosa, Aminon, Dait, Lehektish, Kol Dov, Lamashu, Yroyu. That's where a pious shit is. It depends why you said it. The last case, the Mishnah. Hamakdish Shechosav, Hoy Bon Dvar Meulin Legam Mizbeach. He had all the things that were in Mizbeach: yenois, wine, shmanim, oil, ba'ayfais and birds. Rabbi Eliezer, Aimer, Yemalchu Letzorcha Isa Hamin. So he has to be going to Rabbi Elazar because this is going like Rabbi Shua, and if he be Rabbi Elazar, Vestira. He's going like Rabbi Shua that it's considered Kachem Mizbeach, but he holds that you can't be makar of the oif itself. It has to be oilus behemol. See a dash from a pasuk like that. Yemalchu Letzorcha Isa Hamin. You sell it for those things. Again, because you have something that's Israel's back, it's better to sell for that. The rest of the chasim will fall to bedek abayis. Shar nechasim yiplu lebedek abayis. Because that's like Rabbi Yeshua. You only stuff that are royu to the mizbeach, you mean for that to be kadosh kedushin mizbeach, and therefore goes oilos. But the other nechasim yiplu lebedek abayis. And kana mishnah. Zok the Gemara. The Gemara first explains Mechaikis ben Azai. Now, first Gemara says, what's Kavanah Siba? Hamakdish or Kavanah Siba? Rabbi Yechon Amar. Ketairis. You know what Kavanah Siba means? The first case was, Maxwell Nechasim, he had in it Dvarim Aron and Kavanah Siba. So he said, it doesn't mean Zecharim and Kavis. That's the next case in the Mishnah. That's number one. Number two is, Zecharim and Kavis are not that Kavanah Siba. It's any Kavanah. It's Kavanah Siyach Rosa. So what's Kavanah Siba mean? So Rabbi Yechon says, it means Ketairis. And before, the Gemara says on yesterday's daf that the Yechon says Keteris sounds like that I can make Keteris in a Kli Chayil also, because how else do I have Keteris in my house? It must be I could produce Keteris in my Kli Chayil. So that's the Yechon Shita. On Rav Ha'ishya, it doesn't have to mean that it was produced in a Kli Chayil. On Rav Ha'ishya, the possible Uma Mishal Beis Avtinos. So you know it to Vescharoi Keteris. Rav Ha'ishya says that we could be talking about Uma Mishal Beis Avtinos, that he used to take, like we had before, the transfer of Kedusha, he used to take Keteris as a payment. And before they had a chance to buy back with Chumas Alishka, he was Makdish, all his Nechasim. So Uma Mishal Beis Avtinos, he noita b'schari Keteris, and that was the way how he had Keteris. It was made in Klisharis, just had he lined up with it, because they paid him for it, and they didn't have a chance to buy it back before he was Makdish, all his Nechasim. Agav, I just wanted to speak this out, that Rabbi Kiva in this Mishnah says that you could transfer the Kedusha onto the payment. That's by the case of Yimakash Ol Nechasam and you have Keteris. Before in the Mishnah said, the Moisar HaKeteris, what do you do with it? And there it sounds like a Kuliyam, what you do is you transfer the Kedusha onto something else. Why here is the Mechleikas, there is the Mechleikas? So it's a big tumble in the Chayinim and the Shayinim. And one of the answers are that those Umnim 214, where you're paying Stam Umnim who worked as the builders of the Beis Mikdash, that you can't transfer Kedusha on. Only people who work on the Kabbalah's Mamish, like the Keteris, and that's our Mishnah talking about. That's one of the Terutzim, that's the easy Terutz. There's other Terutzim also. Now, my time with the Benazir, why is Benazir arguing on Rabbi Kiva? Like we said, because She'enas Hektish Mischal Amalacha El Amayas. You can't be Mechal Hektish on Malacha only on Mayas, and that's found Benazir argues on Rabbi Kiva. Talk to Mishnah Vait. Talk to Gemara Vait to bring down a Mishnah. We're bringing down a Mishnah in Sechas Tumura, I think it is. And this Mishnah will be a Shaila if it's going to Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah. We have Chalik Rabbi Yeshua, when you make a Hektish and the stuff there that are Tamimim, that are behemoths, which are complete, does it mean Bedek Abayis or Mizbeach? So the Mishnah says in Tumura like this. It was talking about the Milas of a Kachem Bedek Abayis of a Kachem Mizbeach. Taman Taninon, yes, be Kachem Bedek Abayis, there are things in Bedek Abayis Betek Abayis means the money that goes to the upkeeper of the Beis Hamikdash. Mekotzu Mizbeach means Kedusha that brings Kabbanos. So there's miles of a Kotzu Betek Abayis with Kotzu Mizbeach. So Stam Hekdesh is the Betek Abayis. First of all, number one is, the mile is that Stam Hekdesh is Betek Abayis. That's number one. Number two is Hekdesh Betek Abayis Chal HaKoyl. Hekdesh Betek Abayis Chal on everything. You take a lizard, you makdash it, it's Chal. It's chal. No kach v'ech, but kach v'ech v'ayis is chal. Everything is chal, even behemoth mayors and rocks, anything. Anything is chal for v'ech v'ayis. That's number two mile. Number three is, moylim begudulehem. There's me'ilo and anything it gives birth to, or the milk of a cow that you makach v'ech v'ayis is all kaddish. Mashayim kach v'ech v'ayis is only something that's royal v'ech. Ve'im behem ha'no l'kahanim. And also, there's no ha'no l'kahanim for v'ech v'ayis. Mashayim kach v'ech, they do have ha'no. Even an oila, you get the ur. And other than you get the basa, so it does have hana. Now, what does it say at the beginning of this Mishnah Temura? Stam hekdesh is a bedek abayis. Stam hekdesh is a bedek abayis. Om Rav Chanina, the Rav Elazar. This Mishnah is a stam Mishnah like Rav Elazar. Netanina, we looked at an Iowa Mishnah. Hamakdesh mechasa, v'hoisvem heim ru'u yalgam mizbeach, zicharim v'nekevis. And in this estate, that there were zicharim v'nekevis, complete animals, Rabbi Yezah Omer, Zacharam Yimachul Tzarcha Oilos, when a Keva is Yimachul Tzarcha Zacharishlam. You should sell the Oilos, you want the Oilos at least to be an Oilos, so you sell it for Oilos purposes. When a Keva, you sell it to Stama person for Shlom purposes. Where does the money go? The Mayim Yiplum Shar Nechasel Bede Gabayis. It goes to Bede Gabayis. So what do you see? You see over here that Stam Hekdesh is Bede Gabayis, and that's the Pshan Mishnah and Tamur also. You should just know that there is an Isser to be makdish tamimim lebedek abayis. Makdish tamimim lebedek abayis is a problem. So it comes over here, when the guy does his whole estate, he's really coming on to Isser of makdish tamimim, but it's still, he holds that stam makdish, you know, that's what you meant. And the Gemara says even more, it's not only what you meant, it could be it's exerted as a cost of this halacha. I'm going to be time of the Eliezer, what's the time of Rabbi Eliezer? It says in the Pasuk, there's two Pasuk one after another in Parashas Bahar, it says, Ish ki yakdish is beisei koyish l'Hashem. And the next pasuk says, "Ve'im ha'makdish yigal as beisai yivyasach mishus kasberg lachem." Tomorrow holds the first pasuk is extra because you have the next pasuk is klal beisai. Vishki yakdish beisai kol shashem manam kayam v'im ha'bayis dira. If you're being makdish beis dira, kvar k'siv. It already says in the pasuk, "Ve'im ha'makdish yigal as beisai." That's the next pasuk. Ela ki anan kayamim be'makdish dechasa. Mekan shestam hekdeshois lebedik abayis. So we learn Darsha from here. The extra first base is talking about Bimakash, your whole estate, and it says Kodesh Lashem. What type of hekesh is Kula Lashem? That's Bedek Abayis, because Mizbech not Kula Lashem. Again, the Kanam get Oiris and the people get Basar. Yeah, it says in the pasuk about Makash's base, and you have to shots it up, see how much it costs, then you give the money to hekesh. That's what it says in the pasuk. You have to add a fifth. That's the pasuk I think it's Parashas Bukhukaisa, actually. That's where it is, this parashah, and the Bukhukaisa. Al Kapanim, the question is, what's the first pasuk's extra? Ray says the second pasuk clearly. Then Makdash Yigla is Beisai, Yigla. We don't talk about Makdash Yigla. What do you need the first pasuk for? So make it a drasha, it's like an extra word, so something else. So it's Makdash's whole estate. You know what the halacha is? Kodesh Lashem. What does Kodesh Lashem mean? Kodesh Lashem means Bedek Habayis. Because Bedek Habayis is something that's Kula Hashem. So Rabbi Yehuda has exerted a cost like his Shita, that when you makdish Mistam, it goes Kula Hashem, which is Bedek Habayis. So it's really inside one time. Like, El Kinan can even makdish a cost of Mekan, Shastam, Hekdesh, or Bedek Habayis. Even if Stam, Hekdesh, or Bedek Habayis. So that's from Rabbi Yehuda. So now the Gemara goes and qualifies and limits, maybe, the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yeshua. Rav Zira, Rav Chuna, maybe three different Shitas. Rav Zira, Rav Chuna, Vashem Rav, Bema Pligin, which means ki pligi, when is the machlokes Rav Yeshua Rav Eliezer, makdish nechasav. When you makdish your nechasim, stam all your nechasim. Makdish edra, if you go over to just your pen of animals and you say, this is kaddish, kulam moedish mizbeach. Everyone agrees that's mizbeach. Because there is stam le mizbeach. It's only animals here. But the Gemara, the other man, the emphasis is punk fakert. Rav Yeba bar chuna b'shem Rav, ma pligin b'makdish edra. When do they argue? Is dafke makdash edroy? A makdash chasav kula amoydash shul bedek abayis. When you makdash chasav, everyone agrees there. Everything's bedek abayis because there I got the other things. This is bedek abayis. But the whole machloekis is dafke makdash edroy. The whole machloekis in our mishnah is talking about you makdash your flock, and that's the machloekis. And the Tikkun Chazan speaks out. The fees they have to speak out. That Rabbi Eliezer says zecharim machru tzarchei oilos, but kevet machru tzarchei shlamim, and says. Yiplum shar nechasa lebedek abayis shar nechasa man the kashmei no other nechasa. You have to say that garis that in the mishnah. Fidas shita. That's it. Yeah, but still, Shana Chaz doesn't sound like it. That's the thing, Chaz is not Goyis like that. That's what I said. Like upon him, he holds Machlokes is by Makdash Edra. So it comes out, Lefit the second man, the Yama, that even when I'm Makdash only Behemois, I mean Bedek Kabayis. And the Mara doesn't like that. Mara the Kasha.
That's what we said. We said before, Bedek Kabayis is Kula Hashem.
Right.
So it could be that it's better to be Makdash.
No, but it's Isser, but it's really Osir. I know, yeah, so it's really Osir. I know, but how can you say that it means when Bishlam is Lechasim, there it means it has to be Bedek Kabayis? This is also Bedek Kabayis. Here it's like,
it's better.
And also, that drosha is only Rav Yez's drosha. Right, so it comes out, Rav Yama, in Svara it should be like that. And what you're tiny is that this is Yerz Kostik has a past these kashas right. That we're going to ask. But the Terence is that if your das would be Mefurish not like it, then Yerz Kostik wouldn't help. Here it should be like Mefurish not like that. I went to Behemoth, and said it's Hektish, it should be Dafkim as Beach. That's really Gemara's kasha. Adaita the Rav Zeira Nicha. Rav Zeira is the first pshat as the whole machlekes is by nechasim by edra. It's a kul yam mizbeach. It's good, but the kasha the Rebbe ba behemah lavam mizbeachi is behemah not a mizbeach going to mizbeach. Behemah lavam mizbeachi. I'm going to read the Goyin's Girsa. Same for the Gemara. Yeah, behemah mizbeach. Hamakdash behemah lemizbeach. Oyim lemizbeach. If you makdash behemah lemizbeach, you say mizbeach. Here you didn't say anything. V'lama sasam esh zeh. Why were you said nothing? Shuhu koyim is like you said. Lohi ela b'alei gabayis. We meant mizbeach. Should have said mizbeach. We didn't say mizbeach. We know what you mean by gabayis. So now there was a third pshat mechlekes Rabbi Levi Shua, and this is how we learned the pashut. Rabbi Yochanan b'leish shan yehi hamakdash chasav he hamakdash edroy he mechlekes. That in both ways is the mechlekes. Saif makdash chasav, saif makdash edroy. That is the mechlekes Rabbi Levi Shua of istam kedusha b'alei gabayis or istam kedusha le mizbeach. And that's the mechlekes in both ways.